Hi, Ragini here, and welcome to the final part of Module 8, Part 6, Expected ROI from Your Efforts. ROI, if you don't know what that means, is return on investment. So the expected return on your investment of your efforts. That's what this particular and final part is all about. So the return on your investment that you can count on, your investment of your time and your energy and your efforts, is that you will have the ability to recognize the complementariness hidden within all polar pairs. As soon as you recognize a polarity, you will recognize the complementariness hidden within it. You will have the ability to identify the strengths and the weaknesses of both sides of any polar pair, because you will automatically know that they have to have strengths and weaknesses, each of them, and that they are complementary and harmonious. You have the ability to recognize polarization within yourself and the polarization neutralized in your body. This is your experience in step 6 of the 6-step process. You have the ability to perceive larger living systems being served by the polar pairs and the dilemmas they create. As you recall, the unresolvable dilemmas are the operating strategies of the larger living system to balance, to rebalance, renew, and expand. So you have insight into those things. You have the capacity to step beyond the space surrounding the polar pairs into the larger living system. And you have the ability to shift and experience that shift in your individual identity, allowing it to become larger than just your personality or your mind or your body. You will have the ability to use paradox management, which is another word for the facticity process, in complex and difficult situations. Because the key here is managing the paradoxes of life. They're not going anywhere, and they are created by the interactions between impermanence and opposites. This you're now clear on. You will have the ability to replace your need for concrete answers with answers that give you flexibility and the freedom to embrace uncertainty and continual change. This is quite a difference, quite a great return on your investment of time and effort. You will have the flexibility in shifting your perceptual points of view. You will also have the capacity to lead better than you may have ever done it before, and not just others, but yourself, by facing the uncertainty of life and following its thread without knowing exactly where you're going. This may sound scary, and it is, but there's a great deal of freedom and flexibility in being able to lead without knowing where you're going. This is yourself and others if you're in a leadership position in any kind of context. You will have the ability to navigate inside a multiple cause-effect reality. And this really is just a highfalutin way of saying you're able to navigate complexity better. Life doesn't have to be so simple, because you now know how to take complexity and simplify it into a way that makes it something you can actually manage and navigate. You will also have the capacity for returning to inner peace in the midst of your emotional turmoil. You will know that you do not have to get rid of your emotional turmoil in order to be at peace. What an amazing freedom that is. You will have the ability to shift your attention from external guidance to listening and following what arises from within your own living system. Isn't that guy sweet? This is incredibly important. If nothing else happens, this is the key: to shift your attention from external guidance to listening and following what arises from within you. So really, thinking wants to happen now from the next level up, from the level where you can see opposites, see impermanence, and see paradox. That's called thinking from the next level up. And facticity is the key that will get you there. It is a paradox. Facticity is a paradox. Paradox management is a paradox that evokes both the visible and the invisible simultaneously. It evokes a harmonious movement between your mind and your soul or spirit or the larger system. It gives you a larger and clearer vision, greater clarity, and greater guidance directly for you from the higher system that you are a part of, as well as your inner system. Charles Handy, who wrote a lot about paradox in business, has a lovely phrase here, which I wanted to share. We have to find ways to make sense of the paradoxes in life, to use them to shape a better destiny. There are pathways through the paradoxes if we can understand what is happening and are prepared to act differently. And this is the key. You now can understand what is happening when you find a paradox, and you can prepare yourself to act differently if you so desire. The wisdom is there. Edward R. Murrow, an old broadcaster, once said, "The obscure we see eventually. The completely apparent takes longer." So true as a human being. So in the past, this is really helpful to understand, in the past, solutions, success, peace, and oneness were created by eradicating one of the two opposites making up a polar pair, right? To find a solution, you got rid of a problem. To find success, you got rid of failure. To find peace, you got rid of chaos. To find oneness, you got rid of two-ness. Simple. That was in the past. In the future, solutions, success, peace, and oneness will be free to reveal themselves through identifying, listening to, and utilizing the hidden harmony between opposites. You now understand this, and you can use this in your life. You can share it with others, and you are creating a new understanding of all the things that have great meaning for human beings: solutions, success, peace, and oneness. The facticity of paradox is the next level of reality that is emerging right before our eyes, before your eyes. In this training, you've been able to see it, and you can reap the benefits of this evolutionary advance in conscious awareness by using all that you have learned here in this training and allowing yourself to realize that you are needed in this world as you are. Just call up your intelligence, your courage, your heart, your daring, and your desire, because you are needed as you are. Keep them with you, whatever you do, wherever you go. Use them just as you can use this knowledge. And remember, above all other things, remember, allow that which is inescapable, that's opposites, impermanence and paradox, to overwhelm you. And you can do that because now you know what to do with them. And you will find immense peace and a different brand of happiness that makes everything okay, even when it clearly isn't, and yet is. And that's the paradox of it all. So, my friend, I am so pleased to have gone through this entire training with you, and I hope you have enjoyed and gotten much information. We still have another call to make, I believe, so I will see you in that call. But meanwhile, I wish for you that you could be happy and peaceful and live your paradoxical journey with awareness, attention, and joy. Much love to you from my heart to yours.